I was enjoying my bowl of cornflakes this morning listening to Radio 4's Today program coming from next door when Evan Davis introduced an item about carol concerts and how popular they were this Christmas. He emphasized it was carol concerts, not carol services. And so I'll just whisper it very quietly, but you may not want to hear, but carol services have been immensely popular this Christmas as well. But this was carol concerts, and he wanted to say, as he distinguished, he said, for people who didn't want the full religious experience, as he put it, the full religious message. He had a couple of people who were clearly enthusiastic about these in there, and he talked to them about the kind of things that made carol concerts. One of them, to my surprise, mentioned the Messiah, which I think you'll find has a fuller religious message that we're going to produce in the few moments we have today. And then they talked about ones where people sang congregationally and admitted they sang things like Hark the Herald, and mentioned a couple of other non-religious ones, one of which was I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus. And I confess at that moment I thought, look, if that's what you want, you're in the wrong place. Let's abandon that. You'll get the full religious message this lunchtime. So if you just turn to your service sheets, you'll see that last reading we had from the Apostle John when he was a little later. He wrote some letters when he was a little older, and one of them included that striking line I've just put in bold, which explains the reason for Christmas. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works. The reason for Christmas was Satan, not Santa. The devil, not Father Christmas. The evil one, not the tubby one. Now, I realize that for some people, it's the same difference. You swap one cartoon character for another, not the one with the big red coat and the big belt and the false beard, but the one with the horns and the tail. But if you can just get cartoon characters out of your mind, looking at our world and the forces at work in it, it's not hard to believe that there are forces of evil at work. I mean, I really haven't done much research. No more than one click away from the BBC News homepage in the last 48 hours. And I read of the estimates that 5,000 people have been killed in Syria for demonstrating in recent months. I read of a mother of three jailed for taking her neighbour's 10-week-old kitten, putting it in the microwave and microwaving it to death in Devon. I thought Devon was a nice place. I read of an A-level student awaiting sentencing for going into a shop and stealing a pair of trainers in the middle of the riots this summer, and she couldn't explain why she'd done it, knew she shouldn't. I read of a man with a pistol and a rifle and hand grenades killing four and wounding over 100, seemingly randomly in Liège. Of course there are human explanations, from greed to power, as well as human responsibility, but it's not difficult to believe that if we're going to understand our world fully and all its makeup, there are unseen forces of evil at work in us too. You see, just a couple of lines up from that sentence in bold, he says, don't let anyone lead you astray. Well, it's what Satan does best. You know, the tug on the heartstrings. Wouldn't it be nice to? You know, it's what you've always wanted. No one will ever know. Yeah, now's your chance. Everyone does it. And then you're his. We who do what is sinful, well, that's of the devil, because the devil's been sinning from the beginning. It's like one of those old family firms with the sign above the shop, isn't it? You know, Palmer and Sons, established 1823. Only this one runs Satan and Sons, established the beginning. Well, page 3 of the Bible anyway. And he's got a branch in every heart in the land. And Christmas simply provides the tinsel, the wrapping paper, the silly hats to cover up the lusts and the greeds, the deceits and the lies that are in our hearts. The reason the Son of God appeared was to do something about that. Christmas is about Satan, not Santa. Christmas, of course, is a place for harmony and peace, for families at their best, and snow outside and warm inside and prezzies. No, we've got it wrong again when we look at our verse, haven't we? Christmas is about war, not peace. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. To give us peace, God went to war at Christmas. See, when you're captured, when you can't escape yourself, more than anything, you long for a rescuer, someone who will go to war on your behalf. And that's Christmas. To destroy the devil's work. Not to liquidate, obliterate. Well, you wouldn't believe me if I said that. Now, Christmas hasn't worked if that's what it was all about. There's far too much signs of those forces of evil still at work around us. Now, the word hasn't got that sense. In its military sense, it's got the sense of dismantling a fortress or undoing, unlocking chains. See, it isn't just that he has a branch in every heart in the land. It's that there is, in a sense, some sense, we belong to him. We owe him. He's got rights over us. And not just in this life, but for eternity. Anyone who knows what it takes to change any habitual habit and behavior, you know, even when we want to change, yeah, we'll realize what's needed to rescue. I mean, start with the trivial. New Year resolution. Still keeping yours from January the 1st, 2011? No hands up. Yeah, I mean, some of us are wise enough not to make them because we know we're not going to keep them. Oh, we can't do it. The Bible, which has an astonishing ability to read me, doesn't it? I mean, if you ever read it, it's so true to me. Listen to it speaking here. What I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I don't want to do, that I keep on doing. Ever found that as your experience? Yeah, there are days when I set out to do wrong. There are other days when I don't. And how do I land up doing it? Instinctively, most of us know that unpicking Satan's locks takes more than a simple gesture, doesn't it? You know, it's the year end. We wish we could draw a line under 2011 and start again. But relationships soured this year won't heal just because it's January. And guilt rightly felt this year won't dissolve just because it's 2012. And death encountered when we're still in our sins still exacts its price in eternity. It's so serious it took Christmas to rescue me. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. A war, not peace. And thank God it was, because it needed war to rescue me. Look, I love babies. I'm a softie at heart. They're great to cuddle, especially when the sort of size they fit under one hand. And I think they're great like that. And I love them even more, particularly when you can hand them back. You know, I think she's a little soggy, dear. And, you know, I can coo with the best of them. They are at their best when they're asleep, aren't they? You know, and then you go, how lovely, how sweet, and so on. I wonder if anyone ever looked at Jesus in that manger and said, oh, what a fighter he'll be. There's a real bruiser. But the reason the Son of God appeared was to be that. To destroy the devil's work. I mean, he was a strange warrior, though. It was the week before Christmas. There was nowhere to park. It wasn't London, where there's never anywhere to park. But this was a market town outside. There was nowhere to park. You know, the shops were crowded. Money's running short. Temper's running even shorter. The queues were huge. The checkout was slow. And the guy about four or five ahead of me just muttered rather loudly in his frustration. He said, they should have killed the guy who invented Christmas. The elderly woman, too, in front of me, quick as a flash, came back at him and said, they did. They crucified him. See, the baby became the warrior who fought for his people, who stood where they deserved to stand, who gave his life as a ransom for many, who took the judgment, who paid the debts, who released the chains. How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that's torn apart? Only one did that for me. So enjoy Christmas. Oh, enjoy the tinsel and the hats and the crackers and the prezzies. Enjoy the straw and the shepherds and the sheep and the snow. But as the sweetness starts to turn to treacle and cloy with sentimentality, just keep chewing on this sentence. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Christmas is about Satan, not Santa. Christmas is about war, not peace. And if I can't grasp that, if I won't recognize the baby as the champion who fought and died and won for me in the fight against evil, well then, when it comes to Christmas, I'll just be left with a confusing mystery, won't I? Or you really will have to sing, "I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus." Have a more meaningful Christmas than that.